St. Croix County had the highest number of meth cases in the state last year, in part because the region offers rural cover for meth labs, access to tanks of anhydrous ammonia on farms, and because it's close to the interstate and the Twin Cities, where meth from Mexico comes in. Sheriff Dennis Hillstead says the first signs of meth came in 1997.
Since then, it has just really exploded, and we see very little of cocaine or heroin or any of the other drugs in the county anymore. It is almost totally methamphetamine.
That's likely because meth users say on cocaine, for example, they might only feel euphoria for 20 minutes, but meth produces an 8-hour high.
At least at first. As time goes on, it doesn't last as long. You find yourself using more and more. And
Kathy, not her real name, is in the St. Croix County Jail. She got mixed up with the highly addictive drug, using and selling it for over 10 years. Now she's serving 11 months with Huber privileges and considers herself lucky.
First of all, had I not gotten caught doing this, I don't know that I would have quit. You know, I'd like to think that I would have. I think there's two kind of meth users. There's the lucky ones that either get caught and go to jail, lose their jobs, their homes, relationships. I think those people are lucky because they at least get a chance for help. I think the unlucky people end up, in suicide, overdosing, domestic abuse.
But providing help is expensive. As county costs skyrocket, funding sources haven't kept up, and there aren't enough treatment centers for the problems it causes. The sheriff says there's a correlation with meth and domestic abuse, since anger, irritability, and paranoia are side effects of the drug. Steve Kurt is clinical supervisor of the Alcohol and Drug Abuse Clinic in St. Croix County. He says an increasing number of females using meth also have eating disorders.
So they can go for stretches without eating very much at all, and they lose weight. And it's difficult to tell whether, as we've been working with these individuals, whether they've come in with eating disorders and this is a solution to it, or whether they started using it and realized that side effect or benefit as they saw it.
Kathy liked the weight loss. Since she's been off the drug, she's gained 35 pounds. Because meth is such a menace to the community, the St. Croix County District Attorney's Office wants help from lawmakers. A six-part proposal includes regulation of the sale of pseudoephedrine, a key ingredient. Assistant DA Dave McQuillan is the region's drug task force prosecutor.
If you can't get the pseudoephedrine, you can't make the methamphetamine. We would ask that the legislature require that this drug be obtained through the pharmacy, not leave it out in the aisles where individuals they call boosters, those are people that steal methamphetamine and later trade it to the manufacturer for product, can get at it.
McQuillan says many stores have voluntarily started doing this. The proposal calls for making possession of large amounts of pseudoephedrine a felony. McQuillan believes the amount could be set at 3 boxes. His agency also wants to amend the current law to make it a felony not only to steal the farm fertilizer anhydrous ammonia, but to even attempt to steal it. Plus, they're pleading for more treatment for meth addiction and a plan to educate store owners. Whether this proposal gets anywhere or not, Sheriff Hillstead says he will continue to talk frankly to school students and educate them about some of the ugly features of meth, like crank bugs.
Somebody that's coming down off of meth, it's actually the chemicals that are coming out through their skin, and it causes that sensation of bugs crawling under the skin. So what we see, especially in the jail, they'll tend to scratch continuously.
But often many don't listen to the advice, so the cost of investigating and treating meth is expected to rise. As an example, the sheriff says 4 female meth users who delivered babies while incarcerated cost the county almost $40,000 last year. Plus, cleaning up an abandoned meth lab requires hazardous materials personnel. Attorney McQuillan says his task force grant money is about to run out. The county officials warn other regions of the state to prepare for the spread of methamphetamine. It hasn't hit very hard in some regions like southeast Wisconsin. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.